Brachos Daf Mem Gimel will begin on the bottom of Mem Beis, Amud Beis, at the two dots. On Amud Beis, the Mishnah taught that if everyone were reclining, that's a Kviya Suda, that makes a meal, and one can make a bracha for all. If they're all sitting, that's not a Kviya Suda, each one has to make his own bracha. Says the Gemara here at the two dots on Membez Membez. Hasebu in, only if they're reclining, then one can make a blessing for all. Lo Hasebu lo, but if they're not reclining, not. Or Minu, but I'll challenge you, we lived in a Braisa. Asar Shu Holchem Aderech, if 10 people are walking on a road, Af Bishakul Nochem Kiko Echad, even though they're all eating out of one loaf, it's not a combination. Kol Echad Vechem Avarech La'atzmo, each one has to make his own blessing. Yashvu Lechol, if they sit down to eat, Af Bishakul Echad Vechem Kiko, even though each one is eating out of his own loaf, Echem Avarech La'kul, and one can recite a blessing for all. Katan, what did it say in the Braisa? Yashvu, if they sat, afich lo asebu. It doesn't say that they're reclining, they're sitting. And sitting, one can recite a blessing for all. It's against our mission. It says only while reclining is that a combination of a meal, and then one can recite a blessing for all. Amr Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Yitzchak answered, not all sittings are the same. To go into Amri, this was a case where they said, let's go eat bread in this particular place. Since they said they're going to eat bread in a particular place, and then they ate the bread in that particular place, that makes it a meal, and one can recite a blessing for all. And now a story. Kinach nafshe de Rav, when Rav passed away, azlu tamid of Basrei, his students escorted him to the funeral. They buried the body. Kihaj, when they returned from the funeral army, they said, Nezel v'nech v'lachma nahar dank, let's go eat bread on the banks of the river Dank. Basu de karchi, yasvi v'kamim b'ilu, and they opened up the bread. They sat and they had the following question. After they ate the bread, they had the question about Perkes HaMazon. Hasei budav katznan. Does our Mishnah only mean when they are reclining? Avol Yashru, but if they ate while sitting low, then you can't have one reciting a blessing for all. Each has to make his own blessing. In this case, each would have to make his own Birkas HaMazon. Well, Dumar, maybe. Kevin the Ami Nezel Venecho Rift to Klan. Panisa, since we had said, let's go eat bread in this particular place. Ki Hasebu Dami, that has the same status as all reclining in a particular place. And therefore, one could recite a blessing for all. Rav Biyadar, they didn't have any answer in their hands. Come Rav Adar Barahava. Rav Adar Barahava got up. And even though he had torn his shirt in mourning for the loss of Rav, Ahadar Kari Lachori, he turned the chair to the back, he turned around his shirt, Vakara Kriyachrina, and then he tore again. And as the Chassidim explained, the first time he had tore because he had suffered a personal loss, the loss of his teacher. The second time he sees that we don't know halacha, that's a loss for the nation. So he tore a second time for the loss to the nation. Amri said, Nach Nafshi de Rav, here Rav passed away. Ubirchas Mazona Logaminer. And we didn't even know the laws of Birkas HaMazon, the laws of when we can have one person recite benching for all, and when each person has to recite his own bracha. Adasa Husava, till an elderly man came, Ramalu Humasnisana Braisa, he challenged the Mishnah from the Braisa, Sharinlu, and he gave this answer, Kevin Dami Nezel Venechel Achma Duchtuplan, Kesebu Dami, since they had said, let's go eat bread in this particular place, that's like reclining, that makes it a set place, and therefore one can recite a blessing for all. Says the Mishnah, Sebu, if they reclined, Echad mevarech, one recites a blessing for all. Amar Rav, Rav said, Loshon al pas, that's only true with bread. To boya seba. Only in bread do we need reclining. Aval yayin, but in regards to wine, lo boya seba, we don't need reclining. Even without reclining, one can recite a blessing for all. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, afilu yayin ami, even in regards to wine, boya seba, only when there's reclining can one recite a blessing for all. Ikadami, other versions, Amar Rav, Rav said, Loshon al pas, only in regards to bread, mahanila seba, does the reclining make it one meal? And one can recite a blessing for all. But wine, even while reclining, each one has to make his own blessing. However, even with wine, if they're all reclining together, one could recite a blessing for all. Maestro, I'll challenge you. We learned, what's the norm of reclining at a meal? Remember, in those days, they used to eat on these couches, reclining on the couch with a little table of food in front of them. So the norm is as follows. First guests come into a cocktail hour. At this point, they sit on benches, on chairs. Until they all arrive. Then they bring water. Each one would wash off one hand. Then they bring wine. Each one would recite his own blessing on the wine. But then they go up to another room, and then they would recline. And then again they would bring water. Even though each one had washed one hand, now they wash both hands, because you have to eat with both hands, so both hands have to now be pure. Then they bring wine. Even though earlier each one had recited his own blessing, now when they're all reclining and they have wine, one recites a blessing for all.
So Leich Lishna, so according to this version, Damar Rav, that Rav said, Lo Shana Lo Pasta Boya Seba, only in regards to bread, you need reclining. Avo Yain, but in regards to wine, Lo Boya Seba, you don't need reclining. Even when you're sitting with wine, one can recite a blessing for all. So then Kashi Reisha, then you have a problem from the beginning of this Braisa. Because in the beginning of the Braisa, it says, when the guests come into the cocktail hour, each one recites his own blessing on his wine. Why? It's wine. Let one recite a blessing for all. Oh, the answer is no. These are guests. Shani Orchim. Guests are different. Their intention is to move out from this place. Since their intention is to move from this place and to go sit somewhere else, that's why one cannot recite a blessing for all. But generally, with wine in the place of the meal, one could recite a blessing for all, according to Rav. And according to this other version that Rav had said, Rav said, only in regards to bread does the reclining work, and one can recite a blessing for all. In regards to wine, reclining wouldn't work. So then you'd have a problem from the end of this Braisa, where the Braisa said that when they're all reclining and they have their meal and they have the wine during the meal, one can recite a blessing for all. So the Braisa says, no, Shani Hasa. When did Rav say that reclining only works for bread and not for wine? When you're only reclining and having wine. The pas, since the reclining worked for the bread, therefore, it also works for the wine, and one can recite a blessing for all. Two dots on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Balem Yain B'Tolchan Mazon. The Mishnah says if they had wine come during the middle of the meal, each one recites his own blessing. Shalus Ben Zoma. They asked Ben Zoma Pnei Ma'amar. Why'd they say Balem Yain B'Tolchan Mazon? If wine comes in the middle of the meal, Kol Echav Yechem Mevarach La'atzma. Each one recites a blessing for himself. Whereas La'achar Mazon, wine that comes at dessert after they finished eating before Birkas Hamazon, Echav Mevarach La'kulon. One recites a blessing for all. So he explained, Amalaham Ben Zoma answered, Hoel Vein Be Sablia Panui. Since when the wine comes in the middle of the meal, people are busy eating. So they're not able to focus on the blessing of that one person who wants to recite the blessing for all. And that's why each one has to recite his own blessing, thanking God for the gift of wine from the vine during the meal. Said the Mishnah, the person who recites the blessing on the wine at dessert, V'hu Omer Ala Mugmar, he's also the one who recites the blessing for the nice smelling incense that they would inhale after the meal. Midiktani V'hu Omer Ala Mugmar, the fact that it says that he, because he began with the blessing on the wine of the dessert, he's the one who gets the privilege to recite the blessing on the desserts. Michlal Dika Atavine, it sounds like there are others who might even be greater than he, greater in Torah. Nevertheless, he's the one who recites the blessing. V'amayin, why? Why should he recite the blessing and not someone who's greater than he? Answers the Gemara, Ho'el v'hu natzal yad av tchila b'achrona, since he's the first one to wash his hands for the mayim achronim, for the water at the end of the meal, that's why he gets the blessing also of the mugmar. So in other words, he recited the blessing on the wine of dessert. So since he was the one to lead for the wine of dessert, he's therefore honored to lead Birkas Hamazon. In regards to Birkas Hamazon, we first start with washing the hands. He's the one who washes the hands, and first one to wash his hands. So the washing of his hands is removing of filth. So therefore, after the Birkas Hamazon, after the grace, after the meals, he's the one who's honored with reciting the blessing for the inhaling of the incense, which is also a form of removing filth. This is a proof to Rav, Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, Amar Rav Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, Amar Rav Anotol Yad of Tchila B'Achronim, the one who is the first to wash his hands for the Mayim Achronim, whom is Umel Lebracha, he's the one who leads the Birkas Hamazon, and after leading the Birkas Hamazon, he's also the like, he's the one that makes most sense, that he should be the one to also say the Mugmar. Once he started a mitzvah, he should continue with the mitzvah. Rav and Reb Chiya, we asked to come to Rebbe Besudasa. They were once sitting in front of Rebbe at a meal. Amar le Rebbe le Rav. Rebbe said to Rav, "Kum mashi yad, get up and wash your hands." Chazan have a mirta. So Rebbe Rav. So Reb Chiya saw that Rav was very frightened. He thought, "Well, maybe he thinks that I'm dirty. I have to wash my hands, or I'm eating too long. I should stop eating." Amar Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya said, "No, Bar Pasi, son of the great ones. What he's telling you is, I'm Birkas Mizona Kamala. He's telling you get ready to say Birkas Hamazon. He's giving you permission." So lead us to Birkas Hamazon, and the one who leads should be washing his hands first, and therefore it's all a misunderstanding. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Rather, he's giving you a compliment. You should be the one who's leading in Birkas Hamazon. Am Rava Bar Yirmiya. Nemes HaMevarchan Al HaReach. At what point can you recite the blessing on the Mugmar, on the nice-smelling incense? Mishatala Timraso, once its smoke is rising. Amar le Reb Zera le Rava Bar Yirmiyah. Reb Zera said to Rava Bar Yirmiyah, "How can you recite a blessing once the smoke is rising? V'lo ko arach, but you haven't yet smelled." Amar le, so he said back to him, "According to your logic, This is where you recite on bread. Thank you, God, for making bread come out of the earth. We haven't eaten the bread yet. Ella, what's the idea? Rather, what's the idea? Why do you recite the blessing? You have the intention to eat the bread. I'm here as well. You have the intention to smell, and therefore you already recite the blessing before you actually smelled. Amrab Chia, bread, Abba Nachmeni. Rab Chia, the son of Abba Nachmeni, said, Amrab Chizda, in the name of Rab Chizda, Amrab, in the name of Rab. I'm allowed to say Amrab Chizda, Amr Zirit. Rab Chizda, in the name of Zirit. Kalam Ugmaris, Mavarchan, Alam, Bori, Atzibasam. Generally, when you burn the incense, you recite the blessing of Blessed is God, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, who created trees that produce good smells, even though it's not even a tree anymore, it's been burned, but it comes from a tree. The tree is being burned. Therefore, you recite the blessing of Atzei B'Samim, Chutzmi Musk, except for the spice, the smell of musk, which comes from deer, Shemen Chayu, comes from the wild animals, and therefore, you can't say Atzei B'Samim, it's not the trees of smell, but Mavarchan Alav Borim Rinei B'Samim. You're saying it the catch-all phrase of smells, which is, but thank you God for having created types of sweet-smelling things. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Borei Minei B'Samim. Nice for the challenge, this idea from a Brisa. We learned in a Brisa, Im Bavarchan Borei Atzei B'Samim. You don't say the blessing of thank you God for having created the trees of good smell. Ela al Afarsimon Shel Beis Rebbe, only on the parsimon tree of Rebbe, and the Afarsimon of Beis Kesar, the parsimon tree of the Caesar, and Ha'adah Shel B'chol Makom Hadasim. So you see that you wouldn't do it on Mugmar. So Gemara says, Tiyufta, yes, we've disproven Rav Chisda. The blessing on Mugmar should be Borei Minei B'Samim and not Borei Atzei B'Samim. Amalei Rav Chisda, Rav Yitzchak. Rav Chisda once said to Rav Yitzchak, Haimishchud HaFarsimon, the oil from the parsimon tree, the Shemen HaFarsimon, Mai Mevarchin, Iluve, what blessing do we say on it? Amalei Seid HaChem Rav Yuda, Borei Shemen Artzein, blessed is God who created oil in our land. Amar lei, bar minei de Rav Yehuda. Ignore Rav Yehuda. The chaviv le Eretz Yisrael. He has a tremendous affection for the land of Israel. L'kuli alamai. What about the everybody else in the world? What would they say on Shemen HaFarsimon? Amar lei, Rav Yitzchak answered Rav Chisda. Achim Rav Yochanan. This is what Rav Yochanan taught. For the oil of HaFarsimon, for its nice smell, you say the blessing Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Blessed are you, God, King of the world. Borei Shemen Arev, who created sweet oil. Amar Rav Ada Barahava, Rav Ada Barahava used to say, Hai Ksharta. Ksharta is a type of a spice, koshet. Varchen Alev, it's a plant that has a nice smell, kosht. Varchen Ilevei Bori Atzei B'Samim. You say on it, the blessing of blessed is God who created trees that have good smells. Avo Mishcha Kvisha, but when they take the kosht and they soak it in oil, then you don't say Atzei B'Samim. Rather, you don't see the tree anymore, you'd say Borei Minei B'Samim. Rav Kana Amar Filo Mishcha Kvisha, even when you soaked the kosht in the oil, you'd still say Borei Atzei B'Samim. Avo Mishcha Tchina, but if you grinded the kosht into a powder and then dropped it into the oil, then you don't say Atzei B'Samim. Rather, you would say Borei Minei B'Samim. Nahardoi, Ami, the people of the yeshiva of Nahardoi said, Afilu Mishcha Tchina, even when you are saying a blessing for oil that has had ground kosht into it, you'd say the blessing of Borei Atzei B'Samim, because even though it's ground up, but it's still considered the tree in regards to the bracha. Now, starting Mem Gimel Amud Beis, Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav. Rav Gidol said in the name of Rav, Hai Simlak. Simlak is a type of a grass which has leaves like hadasim, and each row has three leaves. Mevarchan Alei, so you say on it the blessing of Borei Atzei B'Samim, even though it's a grass, because it's tough. Since it's hard, it's like a tree, and therefore you say, blessed is God who created the trees of good spices. Amar Rav Chanan Amar Rav, Rav Chanan Asim, in the name of Rav. Hani Chufa Diyama. This is a plant that's growing near the sea. Mevarchan Alei, Borei Atzei B'Samim. It's like the, it looks like flax. Therefore, it has reeds. Since it has reeds, you say on it the blessing of blessed is God who created trees of good smell. Marzuch said, Mikra, where's the source that the reeds of flax, the sticks of flax, can be called trees? We find with Rachav, Vihiha Elasam Hagaga, that when the spies sent by Yehoshua came to the house of Rachav in Yericho, she brought them up to the roof, and she hid them in the flax trees. Now, it's flax, it's not trees, but it's called eights, apparently. The toughness of the flax is still to be called a tree. Avram Mesharshia said, Hainarkom, this is again a type of a daffodil, from the gardens, it's still strong and tough. Then you say the blessing of blessing is God to create trees of smell. But that which grows in the fields, blessed is God who created the grass that has a good smell. Rav Sheshet said, "Hani sigli, these mandrakes, you make on them the blessing of Bori Isve B'samim, blessed is God who creates the grass with good smells." Marzuch said, "A person who smells an esrog or a quince." Omri says, "Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, blessed be God, King of the World, Shanasan Reach Tov B'Peiros, who's given a good smell into fruits." Rav Yehuda said, "A person who goes out during the days of Nisan, and the minhag is to do it right at the beginning of Nisan, do the mitzvah right away, and he sees trees that are fruit trees that are blossoming with flowers." Omri says the following blessing: "Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, blessed be God, Shalochi Serbo Lamo Klumu, who hasn't left anything out of his world, Uvarabo Brios Tovos, and he's created in it wonderful creatures, Vilanos Tovos, and good trees, Lehanos Ben Bnei Adam, to give pleasure through them to people." How do we know that we recite a blessing on smells? Because the verse says, "Kol neshama ta'aloka, all souls will praise God." That's the last verse of Tehillim. What is the item that the soul enjoys but not the body? That is smells. So the Bnei Sassar asks, we normally know we have to recite blessings before any benefit of this world. So why do we have to have a special source to have a blessing on smell? And the answer is that the smell was not included in the sin of Adam HaRishon. So the smell was never damaged. Eating was, seeing was, hearing was. But smell was not included. So the idea of a bracha is to elevate the good from the bad, to pull up the nitzotz. But there was no nitzotz. There's no point of pulling out the good from the bad, because there is no bad involved with smells. That's why I would think there's no need for a blessing on smell. And that's the point, that since all the other senses of man were damaged through the sin of eating from the tree of knowledge, smell was also reduced. And so we have a source, the verse that says, "Kol neshama ta'aloka," the soul has to be praising God. There's something that the soul enjoys, namely smell. It has to be praising God. It has to recite a bracha. That's the source. You have to say a bracha before a good smell. Amar Rav Zutcher Bar Tuvia Marav. Rav Zutcher Bar Tuvia said the name of Rav. Asidim Bachu Rei Yisrael. In the future, the young Jewish men, Shitni Rei Achtov, are going to give a wonderful smell, Kilavanon, like the smell of the cedars of Lebanon. Shanamas, it says, Yelcho Yon Kosav. Those who are nursing from him will go. Vihichazai Sodon will be like the olive, his glory. Vereach Lo Kalavanon, and the smell to him like Lebanon. Amar Rav Zutcher Bar Tuvia Marav. My dechi was the meaning of the verse. Esakol asa yafa biito. Everything God made good at its time. Allow me to teach you. Shekol echad v'yachad. Each person, Yipulah Kadosh Baruch Hu Mnusa b'fanav. Hashem made his traits seem appealing to him. So even those people who are working as tanners, they want to be tanners. They want to turn skins into leathers. Even though it smells bad, they think it smells good. They feel that it smells good, and that's the way God has set it up. Every person has his own set of skills, and every person is attracted to something different. Hashem wants different people to do different jobs. There's a beautiful story about Rav Meir Shapiro. He once had the schus to be a shliach tzibur at his Rebbe, the Chartke of a Rebbe, and the Chartke of a Rebbe complimented how beautiful his tefillah was. So Rav Meir Shapiro said, maybe I should leave my job of being the Rav and Sanik, and I should become a Baal Tefillah here for the Chartke of a Rebbe. I'll get closer to Hashem by being in the presence of the Rebbe. So the Chartke of a Rebbe said, there's a famous story with the Rebbe Reb Zisha. The Rebbe Reb Zisha was once traveling, and he came to a certain town. He had a conversation with the Rebbe of that town, Reb Yosva. And the Rebbe there found that Reb Zisha was such a holy man. He said, why do you have this holiness about you? Reb Zisha said, it's because I daven. I feel that Hashem's presence is there when I'm davening. So he said, the Rav said, I want to quit my job. I want to be with you to learn from you how to feel the presence of Hashem. And Rav Zisha said, no, everybody has his job. Hashem gave you the ability to be a Rav. You should be a Rav. So the Chartke of a Rebbe said the same to Rav Meir Shapiro. Hashem gave you the ability to teach Torah. You should teach Torah. Everyone is attracted to certain things. Follow the thing that you're attracted to. Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa said, I don't mean to. People say that everybody has what they're drawn to, and they have their skill set, and they should do their skill set. They give the following parable. If you hang a heart of palm around the neck of a pig, so even though it's a delicacy, the pig still does his thing. He's going to do his thing. He's going to roll in the garbage and roll in the mud. That's the way he does things. So same as with a person. Everybody has his parnasa, what he's drawn to, and he's going to end up running to do that thing. Rav Zutcher Bar Tuvia Marav. Rav Zutcher Bar Tuvia said the name of Rav, another lesson. We just had one lesson from Rav Zutcher Bar Tuvia. Now we have another lesson from Rav Zutcher Bar Tuvia. He said in regards to the damaging angels at night, Avuka Kishnayim, a torch is as good as two people. Yareach, the moon out, is Kishlosha, is as good as three people. Says the Gemara, he had a question in the yeshiva. What does it mean, Avuka Kishnayim, a torch like two people? Is it mean Bahadi Dide, two people with him? In other words, he's one and the torch is a second. Well, do maybe Avukik Kishnaim Lavarbi Dide. The torch is two people besides him. So the torch is as if there are three people. Tashma coming here, proof we learned from the following. V'yareach Kishlosha. Rav said that the moon is like three. If you're going to say that when he says it's like three, means Bahadi Dide, including him. So the moon is two and he's another. So that's three. Chapter. Then I understand there's something about three. Eliyahu, if you're going to tell me, Lavarmi today besides him, Sarba Lamali, why would the moon be three besides him? Why would a person ever need four people to be out at night? Hamra, we've learned. Let Echad, if there's only one person walking around at night, the Mazik is Nira, will appear, Umazik, and he'll damage. The Shnaim, if there are two people at night, Nira, he'll appear, Vein Umazik, he won't damage. The Shlosh, if there are three, in a Nira Kalika, he won't appear at all. But there's no point of being four. El Hashmanis, apparently when Rav said, Avuk Kishnaim, the torch is like two, it means Badi Didei, the person is one and the torch is a second, and the moon is like three. That means the person is one and the moon is another two. That's a total of three. Shmamina, that's in fact the good proof. Rav Zutra Bar Tuv Yamarav. Rav Zutra Bar Tuv is in the further name of Rav. I'm allowed to say, I'm Rav Chana Bar Bizna. I'm Rav Shimon Chasida. So it was Rav Chana Bar Bizna in the name of Rav Shimon Chasida. I'm allowed to say it was Rav Yochum, Rav Shimon Yochai. Rav Yochum in the name of Rav Shimon Yochai. Noach lo adam shapel atzmos lo chifim na'esh. It's better for a person to throw himself into a furnace and burn. V'al yalbim p'nei chaver barabim and not to publicly humiliate his friend. We know this mitzvah from Tamar. Shemar, as it says, in regards to Tamar, the daughter-in-law of Yehuda, he would say she was being taken out to be burned, and she didn't say Yehuda's the one who impregnated me. She just said the person who these things belong to is the one who impregnated me. And Yehuda then said Satka Mimeni. So you see, she was willing to be burned so as not to publicly humiliate Yehuda. Yehuda then chose to humiliate himself. Let's say at the end of the meal, they bring him the parsimon oil to put on his hands to take off the bad smell. So besides the blessing that we learned before. Borei Shem and Arev, God who created sweet oil. And they also brought Hadas. They also brought him Hadasim to smell. So that gets the blessing of Borei Atzimisam. So which one do you bless on first? Do you bless on the oil first or the Hadasim first? What do you smell first? The oil for Borei Shem and Arev or the Hadasim of Borei Atzimisam? First he recites the blessing on the oil. And then he smells the Hadasim and blesses them. He'll say, no, first you bless the Hadasim. And then he recites the blessing on the oil. Gamliel said, I'll be the deciding vote. Shaman zachinu lerecha. With oil, we merit, we gain to have it, to enjoy its smell. Zachinu lesichas. We also enjoy the texture of the oil being on our hands and the ointment. Hadasim lerecha zachinu. We merit to get the smell. Lesichas ala zachinu. We don't merit to get any ointments from it. So therefore, the shemen, the oil, is more prominent, and it should be recited the blessing on it first. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Alach Yevir Machri." I also agree with the view of Rabbi Gamliel. I would recite the blessing on oil first. However, Rav Papa Ikleber Ravuna Breder Vika. Rav Papa once came to the home of Ravuna, the son of Ravika. Aisla Kamei Shemen Vahadas. They brought before him this parsimon oil as well as Hadasim. Shakur Rav Papa Baruch Hadas Breisha. And Rav Papa went and he first recited the blessing on the Hadas. Vahadu Baruch Hashem. Then he recited the blessing on the oil. Amar leis, Rav Huna said to him, L'sav l'amar, halacha d'Rav Yochanan, don't you agree with what we learned in the name of Rabbi Yochanan? Halacha is like the view of Rabbi Gamliel, who says that first it should be the oil. Amar leis said, no. Hachi amar Rav, there's a Rav said, halacha k'beis Hillel. Halacha is like Beis Hillel, and therefore first the blessing should be on the Hadas. Hello, Hebrew, really it's not true. L'shtamuti nafshu David, he was just saying this to get himself out of this situation. He had made a mistake, and he was embarrassed, but really the blessing should be on the oil first. Well, there are other girsos here. Some say that no, that really the blessing should be on the hadasim first. Let's say they brought before them the parsimon oil, as well as yayin, as well as wine. He puts the oil in his right hand, because that's where he recites on the blessing first, of Borei Shem and Arev. And then he puts the wine in his left hand. First he recites the blessing of Borei Shem and Arev on the oil, and then he recites the blessing of Borei Pi HaGafen on the wine. However, he puts the wine in his right hand, and the oil in his left hand. First he says the Borei Pi HaGafen, and then he recites the blessing on oil. Now, after he smeared his hands with this oil, which has a nice smell, what's he going to do with the leftover? He should put the rest of the oil on the head of the waiter. If the waiter is a Talmud Chacham, he puts it on a wall.
Why can't he leave it on his hands? His hands shouldn't be dripping with smelling oil, as we're going to learn. It is a disgrace for a Torah scholar to walk out to the market with smelling oils coming off of his body. There are six things that are disrespectful for a Torah scholar. He shouldn't go perfumed out into the market. He shouldn't walk around alone at night. He shouldn't walk around with shoes that have lots of holes and therefore lots of patches in them. He shouldn't be talking to a woman in the market. He shouldn't recline and join a meal of the ignoramuses. He shouldn't walk and last to the base medrash. Some say, he shouldn't walk too quickly, he shouldn't run. He shouldn't walk too erect and thereby be in a posture of lack of honor and humility towards God. He shouldn't go out to the market with perfumes. We're talking about a place where there are lots of men, unfortunately, involved with the prohibition of Mishkav Zachur, of male-male relationships. So if a man's walking around with perfumes, people think, okay, he's also looking for male-male relationships. And that's a problem. He's looking to attract men to have relations with him, to have marital relations with him. That's a terrible sin. And therefore, Talmud Chacham shouldn't do that. It would create a Chilul Hashem. This is only true when the perfume is on his clothing. But the perfume is on his body. Zeyam Abrele, the sweat is going to remove the smell of the perfume, and it's okay. Amar Papa said, Saro Kibigdo Dami. Perfume in his hair is as bad as perfume in the clothing. Others say no. Kufadami, perfume in the hair is like perfume on the body, and the sweat removes the smell of the perfume, and it's okay. Well, Yitzchiri, he shouldn't walk around alone at night. Why? Because people will think, why is he walking around alone at night? To go do some prohibited thing with a zona, with a prostitute. And we didn't say this, if he doesn't have a set time for his chavrusa, for his shir, but if he has a set time for his learning, everybody knows he's going for his set learning session. A Torah scholar shouldn't walk out with holy shoes, shoes that have lots of holes and patches in them. That's a proof to Rav Chiya bar Abba. Rav Chiya bar Abba used to say, it's a disgrace for a Torah scholar to walk around with shoes that have patches on them. And is that so? For Rav Chiya bar Abba, not like we saw that Rav Chiya bar Abba used to walk around with shoes that had holes on them, with patches on the holes. Rav Zutcha, the son of Rav Nachman, explained, we said you shouldn't walk out with shoes that have patches, but tloya gabitloya, patch on top of a patch. Multiple patches. But if you have one patch, it's okay. Rabbi Abba walked out with a shoe that had one patch. Vlaman, we didn't say this. Elabit Pansa, that's only in terms of the front of the shoe. Everybody sees. The sole of the shoe, which is underneath the heel, less than but nobody sees it, so that's okay if there's a patch there. And even Bapansa Lamar, and even in terms of the front of the shoe, we didn't say this, Elaba Orcha, only when he's walking, when he's in his own home, less than but it's okay to wear shoes that are patched. We didn't say this, Elabi Mosacham, only during the summer. And again, during the winter, less than but there's no problem to walk around with shoes that are of holes and patches, because the mud of the winter is going to cover everything in the shoe, and therefore it's okay. Well, Yisaper Misha Vashuk, another thing the Torah scholar shouldn't do, he shouldn't talk to a woman alone in the market. And Rav Chizkiya explained, Afilu Yishto, even if it's his own wife, Tanya Malachi, also in advice, Afilu Yishto, even if it's his own wife, Afilu Yibito, even if it's his daughter, Afilu Yachos, even if it's his sister. Why? People don't know who his relatives are. They think that he's just talking to a woman, and they think the Torah scholar is building a relationship with a woman who's not his wife. He shouldn't recline and eat in a meal with the ignoramuses. My time. Why? Maybe he'll be drawn to follow them. He shouldn't walk late into the shul, to the base medrash, the place of learning. People will then say about him that he's lazy. Others say, he shouldn't take large steps, he shouldn't run. Because we've learned, fast walking takes away 1/500th of a person's eyesight. Maitzakante, what can you do to restore your eyesight? Lihajim kedusha beishimsha, you can return it through drinking from the cup of kiddush on Friday night. You shouldn't walk with an erect posture. Damar Markus has been taught. Hamahalach become a skufa, someone who walks with an erect posture. Afilu arba amos, even if he only walks 6 feet this way, 4 amos. Kilu dochek rag deshchina, seems like he's pushing away the feet of the divine presence. That's even it says, malochal aris kevodo. God fills the entire world with his glory, and he doesn't seem to be respecting that glory by walking with an erect posture. Ad kan, until here, is Daf Mem.